Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hey, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And this episode is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be very reflective. It's going to be talking a lot about captivating courtship, as in the company, the business, what's going on, some pivots, some changes, end of some seasons, the start of some new seasons, and a lot to share about the behind the scenes of Captivating Courtship as a company. So if that is not something that you're interested in, I totally understand. That is okay. You can go ahead and exit out of this episode right now. But for those of you that are curious about what's going on behind the scenes in the business and the future of Captivating Courtship and pivots and all of those things, then you're going to enjoy this episode, because these are the things that I don't get to talk about a lot. Of course, my clients and those that are in coaching, they get to hear a lot more about things that are being worked on and the future of the business and just how I like to serve. But a lot of things I don't talk about publicly because this isn't really the platform necessarily for that, but I definitely want to share with those of you who are faithful listeners and those of you who either have been in coaching or interested in coaching, that you have a big picture of some changes that you're going to see within Captivating Courtship. Now, before I get into that and kind of leading into that conversation, I had the pleasure this morning when I logged into my Instagram seeing the stories of a past client who is now married, and she was celebrating her wedding just a couple months ago. She celebrated her engagement, so shout out to her. And now seeing her on the other side, and she looks so beautiful with her friends and her family and her husband's friends and family, it just made me feel really, really good and really happy. And I know that she's going to be a wonderful wife and a mother, God willing, one day. And I definitely look forward to that and just staying updated with her continued journey. But one thing that I remembered when I saw her photos was just how far she's come. And when she first joined coaching, this particular client was in a space where she had tried long distance several times, and she did end up marrying someone that was in a different state. But the way that she was going about long distance, it wasn't working for her. I remember her being in a space of really struggling with her worthiness and her belief that she was ever going to find a partner, really ever get married. Her having a lot of anxiousness and having a hard time settling into being really grounded in her self-worth and in her deservingness and believing that she could have a man that values her. And I recall a few courtship situations before she met her now husband where it felt so close and she was on the verge of settling and compromising in a way that actually negotiated a lot of her desires and what she wanted. And when those situations didn't work out, she felt really defeated. But on the other side, and as she continued to show up every single week for coaching and continued to show up for herself and continued to take action, she actually attracted a guy that was a little bit outside of her norm, but ended up being exactly who she needed. So I'm so happy to see her go through this transformation. But it was the perfect reminder this morning, because I already knew that I wanted to record this podcast, and I'm getting this podcast out a little late, so please forgive me. But I already knew that I wanted to record this podcast episode for today, to put out today. And seeing her stories and seeing those memories and seeing her step into a now wife and the woman that she wanted to be was even more of an indicator that I needed to share this message. And the message is that captivating courtship is so much more than just attracting a partner. I know that tends to be the focus of what we talk about here on the podcast or in social media content or email lists, or it's still the focal point of what we do. But over the weekend, and really over the last few months, I've had to spend a lot of time trying to get grounded on, what do I actually want for the business? What's working for me? What's not? Who do I enjoy working with? Who don't I enjoy working with? Who gets the best results? What's the thing that I want to leave behind? And this has been a tough journey for me to get clarity on, because you always have so many things tugging at you. You have what others are telling you should do for the company and for the business and the directions you should go. You have what clients may be saying, or maybe even not saying sometimes, about what their needs are, or just different conversations in coaching or in emails. And then you have the things that you desire and your vision, and it all gets muddled together and it becomes really difficult. And I would say, since I started the business, this has been, we launched Captivating Courtship in the end of 2019, but I would say really got it off the ground, particularly with the coaching programs, in June of 2020. It was right in the pandemic. I remember my first launch with the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program. It was right during the times of the riots and the protests in 2020. It was a time, I mean, we're in the middle of the pandemic, people are protesting, it was so much energy all over the place, and I was really nervous about launching the business at the time. Like, maybe I should delay it, maybe I should change, I don't know. Like, it just seemed like it was going to be a real challenge, because everyone's focus was in so many different places. You had people focused on the pandemic, people focused on the protests, people just focused on survival. And I was like, I don't know, is this the time? But I went ahead with my gut and I just pushed through, and I ended up having a really good launch for that first round. And then from then on, just kept going and kept growing. And Captivating Courtship has been a beautiful journey for me. And along the way, I've tested some things, tested different services, different programs, different courses, different, you know, ways of having to show up, whether it's live streams or podcasts or emails and all different types of things, just testing along the way, which is really just what you do in business. You just test and figure out, what do I like? What don't I like? What feels good? What do people respond to? All those types of things. And so over the last 3 years, which this June officially made it 3 years, over the last 3 years, not only have I had the pleasure of helping my clients to attract partners and get married and all of those wonderful things, but the thing that matters most to me and the thing that feels the best to me from a coaching perspective, from a business perspective, and just me as a human being, is the transformation that I've been able to provide for my clients, and seeing them come from places. Sometimes they're fresh out of a relationship or fresh out of a divorce, or maybe they've been on a roller coaster in their love life, and seeing them going from a place of not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, or maybe they haven't had any type of traction in their love life and they don't feel motivated, can't figure out how to get off the ground, and they come into coaching and they make that decision to commit to being committed. They make that decision to commit to themselves. And they put their trust in me and they step into a place of being willing to show up for themselves. and they show up every week. You know, maybe they take some weeks off or a little bit of time, but overall, they commit to the process and they're so open and so receptive, and they allow themselves to be present and they allow themselves to be supportive of the other women. And they are so vulnerable in the coaching space and really allowing themselves to focus on their own growth and development. Those are the best clients and my most favorite thing to do. And it's been the most transformative, not just for my clients, but for myself as well. And then sometimes I have clients that they don't really care about the personal development or the inner work or any of those things. They just want the information on how do I meet someone, and that's it. And one thing that I've noticed about those clients particularly, a lot of them don't have the bandwidth to run the marathon. They oftentimes have a harder time when it comes to the courtship process. They oftentimes have a harder time with finding a partner. And it's often an uphill battle, or they jump into a relationship prematurely and too quickly and end up getting burned because they avoid the inner work, the mindset, the transformation that they need to go through in order to attract a healthy relationship. And while I can help those clients, and if anyone wants to work and join Captivating Courtship and wants to work with me and they want to come to coaching, I can provide you with all the tools and the information, all the stuff, right? I ran a matchmaking service for years. I've been in this industry for almost a decade now, which is absolutely crazy when I think about it. So all the tips and the tricks about where to go and what to do and what to say and how to say it, I can do all that. No problem. I can give you that playbook. But when it comes to the inner work and the transformation and the mindset and the feelings and the emotions and trusting your intuition and developing a healthy relationship with yourself when it comes to your love life, that is the work that fuels me, that motivates me, and that is a legacy that I want to continue to leave behind. And honestly, when I really sat and thought about it, the reason why I decided not to do matchmaking anymore and to shut that down was because I was tired and burnt out with working with men and women at the time, but working with those who only wanted to get to the end goal and they didn't care about who they needed to become in the process. So as the years started to progress, particularly this year was a really interesting year for me in a personal development side, because I was constantly facing mirrors and challenges in the business with trying to figure out what is going on, what's the direction, what do I want to do. I'm having a lot of conversations with a lot of different people that aren't exactly the type of people that I would want to work with. And those that are reaching out, they don't exactly feel like an organic, natural, authentic fit for the direction of the company. So when that's happening, I know that there's a disconnect. There's something that I'm not doing. There's a way that I'm not showing up. There is something that I'm not presenting. So this entire year has been a challenge of me trying to figure out those answers, trying to get grounded, trying to do a lot of inner work on myself and asking myself a lot of tough questions and going through the ups and downs emotionally with the business of what is the future of Captivating Courtship? What are we supposed to be doing? What's the mission? Where are we going? And that hasn't been easy. But over the last couple of weeks, I've been leaning a lot more into meditation and trying to get clarity and a lot more journaling, a lot more time sitting with myself. And it started to become more clear, more clear, more clear. And over the last few days, I really settled in, thanks to a conversation with my good friend Anya. And some of you who are listening to this and have been in coaching this year, I've had the pleasure of meeting Anya. You guys know she's a hypnotherapist. And she is just amazing. It's also one of my oldest friends ever. We've known each other forever and since high school. And so we were having a conversation over the weekend, and I was telling her how, you know, my thing really, really, when I get down to it, like, yes, I can teach everyone how to attract a partner, and I'm going to still do that. But my thing that I'm really, really good at, and that I'm really proud of, and that I know really well, has to do with my ability to read patterns. My ability to read patterns, my ability to be able to tell you how to transform patterns, give you the play on, like, this is what you need to do, this is what's going on, and I'm able to see it in a very, very clear fashion. Now, for those of you who are not familiar, I created these 8 sabotaging relationship patterns, which I used to call them passion attraction prototypes. Way too long of a name, very unattractive name. So now I'm calling them love loops, which, if you are in coaching, you have access to the 2.0 program, then you know that there's an exercise in the program that's called love loops. I changed the name of it, so if you go back, it has a new name. But I'm now calling the 8 sabotaging patterns my love loops. And those are 8 patterns that I discovered through my time of matchmaking, and honestly, just one morning after prayer, the download just came, and just the clarity. I jumped up, hopped on the computer, listed out all the patterns, the details of the patterns, and it really just flowed to me very effortlessly. When I tell that story, it always feels a little like weird to share, because everyone interprets their spirituality different, and everyone interprets messaging and guidance and having their prayers answered and having a clarity and signs and all those things very differently. But for me, I'm a super spiritual person, definitely believe in not only my religious views, but also law of attraction and just how everything works together. So this is something that's also a strong principle of mine. I'm also very, very invested in hypnotherapy and meditation and subconscious block removals and doing the work to become the best version of you and really getting your mindset together, because I truly believe that your mindset is the main thing that you can change you have to change if you want to change your circumstances, your life, your patterns, or just be able to change and create your future. But when I really thought about it, and I was having a conversation with Anya about what I really, really love to do, what's really my thing, and it came back to my love loops, to the relationship patterns, my ability to be able to read them, to be able to coach on them. And really, those 8 love loops has been the basis and the premise for my coaching for the last 3 years. But it's not something that I typically shine a lot of light on, and I don't focus on as much, at least not in the last year and a half, I would say. It's not something that I'm really focused on. So Anya said to me, she said, what if you decided to just like go all in on your patterns? Like, that's your thing. That's what you got to download for. That's what, you know, was given to you, was sent to you. What if you just decided to just focus on that? And I'm like, yeah, like, I would actually like that. That would feel good. And I sat with that thought for the past few days. Like, what would that look like? What would the business look like? What would I do differently? What would that thing be for the business? And after sitting with it and thinking about it and spending a lot of time, a lot of things that I already have either tested and tried or maybe temporarily offered to clients or to people that were interested in coaching, all those things came back up for me. And I was like, you know what? I think I want to do it. I think I want to primarily focus on my love loops, on helping women to transform their patterns, helping them to get clear on their relationship patterns and how to transform them. Of course, if it's a man, men are more than welcome to get the clarity as well. But really leaning into getting understanding of, this is a special gift that I have. It's a special tool that I use. It's something that's really unique to my experience as a coach and how I coach my clients and how I work with my clients. And it's the work that matters the most to me. When I think about my legacy and what I want to leave behind, those 8 pattern types are a major part of it. So in stepping back and deciding, okay, how do we pivot? That means that for you guys as listeners and part of the email list, you're going to be hearing me talk a lot more about these pattern types. You're going to hear most of the focus of the podcast, of emails, of the content that I put out is going to be centered around these pattern types. So with that, there means that there's going to be some different services, some different offerings, and how I can help you to transform them, different than things that I've offered in the past. Some things are the same because my process is my process, but how you access them will be changing. So what does that look like? Well, let's start with just the whole concept of the love loops, right? So first things first, you can go to the link in the description right now and you can access a free roadmap of the 8 love loops. Now this roadmap, I put it up on Kajabi. So it's kind of like an online mini course in a way, but I used to offer this roadmap as a download, but it's been updated and I put it onto the course platform so that you can easily access it from your phone, from your computer, from anywhere. And you can go in and click the pattern type that you have and easily just look at what are the key steps of the Captivating Courtship Code that you need to primarily focus on depending on your pattern type. There's also a clarity exercise that's included to help you question your way through and answer some questions to get some clarity on your pattern types and what steps you could take next. So that's the first thing. So you'll be hearing me talk a lot about getting your roadmap and accessing that, and it's 100% free for you to get that. Even though it does not go into detail about each of the pattern types, it does provide a brief description. It also provides you a brief description of the Captivating Courtship Code so you understand what the steps are and what you need to focus on if those steps are the focal point for your particular patterns. Now, most people will have at least 2 or 3 pattern types. Most have a combo, but you're going to have a primary pattern. So as you are going through the roadmap, as you're doing the clarity exercise, keep all of that in mind, but just read through everything. It's almost like a mini course on your pattern type. So make sure that you go get that roadmap. The next thing, and you will be able to access this later this week. So make sure that you're on the email list and you check out your email, look out in your email for access to the masterclass, to the Love Loops masterclass. I am updating, which it used to be called the Breakup With Your Type masterclass, but not only am I updating it to the Love Loops masterclass, but I'm also creating it in the format very similar to the roadmap, where you'll be able to go in and look at each love loop individually so you can very quickly access your particular love loops. Of course, I would say watch all of them, read through all of them so that you are very clear on each one, but you'll be able to access that and get clarity on which patterns you have and what you need to do to break them. And then by having the roadmap, you'll have an easy go-to quick start that will assist you with that. Now, the masterclass is only $27. So whatever your financial situation is, I'm more than sure you can cough up $27 to get some clarity. So that is going to be available to you. Look out for that email and make sure that you do that. That's like the first step. The most basic thing you can do is allow yourself to get some clarity. Like that's the most basic step that you can take. So you want to go ahead and get the roadmap for free. If you want to get the masterclass, you can get the masterclass. It's only $27. Go ahead and get the masterclass and watch that masterclass and give yourself the gift of clarity so that you at least know what you're working with. If you feel like you've been stuck in a pattern, you've been stuck in a rut, you've been stuck in the same experiences over and over again, maybe you're in a situation and you want to get out of it or you want it to change, then you need to go ahead and check out those patterns and get the Love Loop Masterclass. So when you get the roadmap, you'll automatically be added to the email list if you check that you are subscribing to the email list. And when you do that, you subscribe to the email list, you'll be the first to get the notification when the masterclass comes out later this week. Now, the next thing that I'm actually really excited, really, really excited to share with you all and to release will be Love Loop readings. Super exciting for me. And I'm kind of surprised that it lights me up when I think about it, but I actually really enjoy one-to-one calls. And it's been a long time since I've offered one-to-one calls to those that are not in the Captivating Courtship Co. or Love Loft clients. And I decided to do Love Loops readings. Now, back in 2020, there was a very short period of time, maybe like a 2 or 3 week period span, where I offered these types of calls. And I had women were booking and they would watch the masterclass and then we would do a call together. And those calls weren't as structured as the new Love Loops calls. But I remember doing those calls and offering them, and I really love just being able to provide clarity and introduce women to what it is to even work with someone that can give you some clarity on your love life, answer some of your questions. And it always felt good walking away from those calls, and I felt really energized. And I'm in a space in my business and in my life where I only want to do things that light me up. And if something no longer lights me up, I have the right to no longer do it. And if something lights me up, then I'm going to do it. And when I thought about how would I like to serve, how would I like to support women, what would I like to offer, these Love Loop readings was one of the things that came up for me because I really did enjoy doing them. And so right now, one of the things that you'll be able to do is book a Love Loop reading. So what's a Love Loop reading? It's a 90-minute call. Yes, 90 minutes. That's a long time, but I know how long I'm usually on a call with someone, so I didn't want to do it any shorter than that. It's a 90-minute call, and you actually get the Love Loop Masterclass with it as a bundle when you book your call. So it's automatically included. You can get the Masterclass by itself for $27, but if you want to book a call and do a one-on-one session with me, then you can go ahead and book the call, and you automatically get access to the Love Loop Masterclass. But you have the Love Loop Masterclass and the Love Loop reading. And on that call, we just do a few clarity exercises. We do some mindset clearing. We do a courtship loop clarity exercise. I'll help you to get clear understand on the best approach to the courtship process for you, like where to meet someone, how to approach the courtship process based upon your patterns. And then we'll also wrap it up and have some time for some Q&A where you can ask me questions, anything having to do with your relationship patterns, how to attract a partner, anything along those lines. Now, let me tell you what this call is not. This is not a vent session. This is not a call, just show up and just ask me anything. These calls are specifically structured around helping you to get clarity on your current relationship patterns, how to transform them, and how to take a better approach to the courtship process. That's it. It is not a, hey, ask me anything, tell me about your man and all the problems, and let me help you to figure out how to get him to commit. That is absolutely not what this call is about. These calls are solely about you, your transformation, and how you can approach the courtship process in a way that's going to be easier, that's going to feel good, and it's going to be a natural progression for you in your love life. So that is what the Love Loop readings are for. And I'm super excited to offer them because it's very similar to the calls that I offered back in 2020 for that short period of time. But these are structured a lot more intentionally and a lot more focused on helping you to get the clarity that you need to take a step forward. So I'm super excited about that. Those calls are going to be available. They're limited every month to the amount of calls, just because I know energetically between the group coaching and now offering these calls, I don't have a huge capacity to do too many of these a month. So I think it's about 8 calls a month. 8 slots will be open a month, and that's it. And those calls are only $350. You can go ahead and book those if you know that it's something that you really, really want to do to secure your spot. Go ahead and reach out to me. Let me know, you know, when you're ready to book. But you can go to the link. I'll make sure to drop the link in the description so you can read more about those calls, how to book them, and then you can get your spot. And like I said, this is something that I'm super excited to do, and it makes me feel good. And it feels like a missing piece that I have been not knowing I needed for quite some time, but I feel really grounded and confident in my decision to offer those calls. So that feels good. The next thing is the captivating courtship. Oh no, I'm sorry. The next thing is the Worthy Woman community. So the Worthy Woman community, I know it sounds like a lot of different ways to work with me, but it's a good thing. And I feel good about that. And I'll make sure all the information is in the show notes. And I also will be sending out an email later to back this episode up. But the Worthy Woman community is the new community. You may have heard me talk about this before, but this community is solely focused on steps 1 and 2 of the Captivating Courtship Code. So it's solely focused on healing wounds and stepping into your worthiness. That's it. In the Worthy Woman, we're not tackling the courtship process. It's not centered for that, because sometimes that's not the space that you may be in, right? You're trying to break a pattern. Maybe you just got out of a relationship. Maybe you're just not really motivated or interested in courtship yet, or in attracting a partner yet. Maybe you just need a safe space to just work on you. And I get that. And if you have not gotten to 30 days of courtship with a man in the last 6 to 12 months, then this would be the best lane for you. That way you can focus in on working on yourself, on your mindset, your energy, your trust, your worthiness, your life, just kind of more of a lifestyle, life coaching program where you can have a safe space to do the work that's required for you to get yourself to where you need to be. Now, this program, community, you can say, you do have access to steps 1 and 2 of the Captivating Courtship Code, community, a weekly coaching call, and you also have unlimited access. And this is also a new direction that I'm going into, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment, pertaining to the Captivating Courtship Code. But right now, with the Worthy Woman, once you join the Worthy Woman and you become a member of the client, once your package, once your membership, once your coaching is paid for, you are a lifetime member of that community, which means you have unlimited access. This was something that I sat on for a while about, do I do it? Do I not do it? But when I sat in my heart of hearts and what I really wanted to create and what I wanted to offer, one of those things was creating a safe space for women where they could have a healing container to work on them. And that meant a lot to me to be able to provide that. And I know that it's something that's needed. And when women are in community, when women are supported, they thrive. And for those who maybe are not interested in courtship right now, maybe you're in a relationship, maybe you are married, maybe you just are in a space and you're in a rut in your life and you just need a safe space, the Worthy Woman community would be for you. Now, in that community, we'll focus primarily on the inner work and your patterns, because yes, you can be married, you can be in a relationship, you can be in a situationship and still have those patterns showing up. I tell people all the time, you can attract a partner right now with the patterns that you have, with those love loops that you're currently in. But the type of relationship, the quality of it that you're going to have is not necessarily going to be the healthiest. It doesn't mean it can't become healthier, but when you're showing up in those patterns, you're not the best version of you, right? So what you're able to attract and what you tolerate is going to be on par with this version of you. So if you want something better, then you are going to have to make some changes, which is okay. So the worthy woman will serve that. The investment for that community is $1,500. And once you pay the $1,500, and yes, there are payment plans available, but once you're in there for life. You have access to the updates. You have access to it's 3 coaching calls a month. You have access to the community. You have access to support. And sometimes that's exactly what you need. And this meant a lot to me to be able to offer this as a safe space for women. And I just really look forward to it. I look forward to, we're doing a relaunch this summer. So look for that in the upcoming weeks. Right now, if you want to join or you have some questions about it, just feel free to reach out to me. But I'm definitely looking forward to launching that for the fall. I'm looking forward to being able to provide this type of community and space for women to be able to shift their patterns and just get into a place where they feel more whole, more authentic, more worthy, and really create the captivating life that they desire. Now, of course, we have my signature, my baby, my boo, the Captivating Courtship Code. Nothing with the Captivating Courtship Code is changing. That is my signature process to help you go from single to committed, to breaking those patterns, doing the work. We have our Captivating Weekend, which is the 3-day weekend. We actually have it coming up this weekend virtually, so I'm very excited about that. And during the Captivating Weekend is basically like a fast track where we get to come together for 3 days and all of the exercises, the match planning, all of those things that can sometimes be held up because you're doing the inner work. We're going to get all of that done on the forefront, so you already know exactly who to look for, where to look for them, all of that type of stuff done up front, boom, out the way in 3 days. And then you can spend the rest of your time not only implementing that match plan, but really focused on doing the work that you need to be doing to align with the relationship and the partner that you desire and to break those patterns. So that's a Captivating Courtship Code. That's not changing. The investment for that is $5,000. Once you're in, you're in. You're in until you attract that partner. So that is our promise to the clients in the Captivating Courtship Code. It's designed to be a 12-month program, but you have unlimited access to it until you attract a partner. So I love that. That's my baby. That's my favorite way to work with my clients. And that ain't going nowhere. Okay. So if you're interested in that, the next enrollment for the Captivating Courtship Code will be in the fall, winter-ish, I believe. I believe the next launch is in November. So look for the enrollment period, the enrollment information for the next round of the Captivating Courtship Code when that opens up this fall. And last, I know this has been a lot, so thank you for hanging with me, hanging in there. So I've been breaking down all the different services and everything. And if there's any confusion, you can go to the link in the show notes, in the description. There's going to be links provided for every single one, so you already know, in descriptions. And for anything that's not available to you right now, you'll still have the description so that you will know. You can also send me a message on Instagram or send me an email if you have any questions about any of these services. But the last but not least is private coaching with the Love Loft. And private coaching is, of course, the highest tier of service because I can't take on too many private coaching clients. It's a lot. It's a lot. So with the private coaching, that is a container where you get access to the Captivating Courtship Code and you get access to one-on-one calls. It's just for those who like a lot more intimacy, a lot more specialized attention. You can go ahead and invest in private coaching, and that is our new Love Loft service. It's a lot more personalized, a lot more boutique, and you get access to one-on-one attention. So if you want more information on that, and that is of course the highest investment, it is a 10K investment for the year. But if you want access to that, you're curious to know more about that, you can go to the link in the show notes, complete the application and book a consultation, and we'll talk more about what options are available for you and what private coaching can do for you, and if it's even a necessary step, because you may not even need private coaching. You may be totally fine with the Worthy Woman or the Captivating Courtship Code, and let those be your containers and your outlets to transformation. Oh, and by the way, for the Captivating Courtship Code, the Worthy Woman, even for private coaching, they all have different payment plans. So if you are hung up on the investment or the price, don't let that be your barrier. Instead, book your consultation or send me a DM or send me a message to find out what payment options are available to make sure that you are able to get the support that you need, because there are various flexible payment options. And I'm really excited about being able to offer that as well. So I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. I know it's a little bit different than what we usually talk about, but this has been a big deal for me. It's something to sit on, something to walk into and to embrace. And some of you may be thinking, well, how is this any different than what you've already been doing, what you've already been offering? It is different. It's different because it's now more centered around the patterns and me having that clarity to really step into that and really own that in a way that I feel like I haven't in the past. And you'll be seeing the changes and what that looks like from the outside. But on the inside, for me, behind the scenes, for me, as far as how I'm feeling, my own clarity and focus and ownership over the direction for the business and what I really, really want to focus on and how I really, really want to serve. Even when it comes to the Captivating Courtship Code, some things that I'm working on with that program is helping women to understand how to attract their partners and how to go about the courtship process according to what I call the Love Link system, but specifically according to your types. Now, if you book a Love Loop reading, I will share that with you in Love Loop readings. But when it comes to coaching, really being able to coach women on that, and during the Captivating Weekend, we're going to be talking a lot about that and making the intentions and the plans with your match plan centered around that, which will create more ease and more confidence in the process. So there's a lot going on. I know it's a lot, but I'm so happy and I feel so grounded and so secure and so clear and confident in all of the different offerings and direction that I'm taking Captivating Courtship into. And this has been a very challenging year when it comes to figuring it out. It's been such a challenging year when it comes to trying to figure that out, that I'm happy. I'm so happy and so relieved to finally have that level of clarity and transparency within myself that I needed to be able to take this business to the next level. So I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. And of course, if you have any questions, shoot me a DM or shoot me an email on Instagram. Go to the links in the show notes for any help, any services, anything that you need. The information on everything that I talked about today will be in the show notes. And let's get busy on transforming those love loops. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Want to know what love blocks are holding you back and how to transform them? Listen, relationship advice is not one size fits all. That's why you need to take the Queen of Courtship Assessment. The Queen of Courtship Assessment helps you identify which of the four courtship avatars you currently are. One of the three types of wounded princesses, or a captivating queen. This quick assessment will tell you what's currently blocking your love life and specific shifts according to the courtship avatar you currently have that you need to make to attract a quality committed relationship. Take the assessment to receive your specific courtship avatar and love blocks, along with actionable steps that you can implement today to attract better relationships. Just go to the link in the show notes.